Port Sudan residents say the fighting began last night when a group of young men from Beni Amir clashed with another group of youth from Nuba in High Phillip neighborhood. Speaking to this program from Port Sudan, resident Ibtisam Muhammad Saleh says a group of Nuba youth organized a peaceful protest against the recent appointment of Hamid al-Bashir as South Kordofan state governor. He says violence erupted when a group passed through a neighborhood where the Beni Amir predominantly reside.
Some of them were carrying arms and they started shooting and two people died on spot, including one soldier. The angry army then came and started firing live bullets randomly, which led to the injury of 8 from Beni Amir.
The newly appointed Red Sea State Governor Abdallah Shangrai Ohaj declared a 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew in the conflicted area. Speaking in Arabic at the news conference last evening, Shangrai said he authorized security forces to fire live bullets on anyone not adhering to the curfew.
Based on directives from the prosecutor in charge, we are hereby instructing all security forces to arrest anybody found involved in this violence, open a police case against them, and put them in custody.
Speaking in Arabic to this program from Port Sudan, local journalist Abdurrahman Bakash says the curfew is helping to calm the situation.
There is a huge deployment of joint security forces in town, and there have been no further clashes reported today. But what we don't know is if the situation will continue like this or a further escalation of violence will be seen in the coming hours.
Muhammad says all shopping centers and public and private institutions are closed today. She says people are monitoring developments from home.
It is seemingly calm this morning, but people are cautious that anything could happen anytime. We could not go to our work today. The situation is tense and we don't know what is going to happen next.
Similar intercommunal clashes broke out between Beni Amir and Nuba communities in the same town in September last year when more than 30 people were killed and dozens others injured during the incident. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.